You know, the time backwards is emit. Isn't that strange? EMIT. I don't know why that is. I don't know if that has any bearing on anything at all, but I just find it odd. Now, the time spelled with THYME, that's not emit backwards. That's EMYHT, which doesn't make any sense at all.
You're pretty quick there with your backwards spelling.
Well, you know, I did, major in that in college.
Backwards
Backwards
spelling.
spelling. Yeah, that's about it. It's
Pretty
really landed
cool.
me no career at all, but I
Well,
use
look
my
at you
skill.
now.
I am three times.
Hi.
So here we are in podcast I don't know why William's laughing. I can't imagine what he finds so funny about that we're starting podcast 10. William,
Actually,
would you care to explain this? Why you
this is
find
podcast number 11. Number 10 does not exist. It is like the secret floor 13 that no one puts in buildings. There is no podcast 10.
The Blonde Swedes Podcast.
Podcast 10 is entitled Cheese Sandwich.
Yes. Entitled, This Is Not a Dynamic Studio File.
Yes, the wonders of technology versus the blonde Swedes.
Yes, today we're trying something new. We're trying our internet audio thingy, like in real time thingy.
Oh, don't get too technical, man.
Yes,
Internet audio thingy. No one's going to even know what that is.
Yeah, we're using iChat to chat.
Yes, and we were just using video, actually, so we got a chance to watch each other.
Right. Did you notice anything different about me?
I noticed that you have much less hair than the last time I saw you. Considerably much less.
Yes, I am shorn.
You are well shorn. And I have been liamed. I don't know what that is. Maybe I shouldn't talk about that, but
we have to look that up. Find out what that means. I'll bet it's something dirty.
It's sort of like Rogered, but a little different. Involves a feather and, oh, never mind. I don't want to get into it.
On podcasting.
But it's very exciting in that for a little while I got to watch three of my own videos of my own face moving around and one video of you moving around. And I also get to hear what we call a slapback. So I get to hear I get to hear my own voice and then echoed on your side. So I get two of me
and then
three videos of me. One video of you and one sound of you. So I like the odds. And the unfortunate thing about this is, as I said earlier, like, well, this works pretty well. That's great. Can't do this at home though, can you? Oh no, of
no.
course not.
Yes.
So it's,
but with my jet set lifestyle, perhaps,
oh, sure.
perhaps wherever I can find broadband, if I take my trusty Plantronics headset with me,
yeah,
we can podcast from there.
All sorts of exotic locales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just stuck at home, same room, same chair, same stuff, but with a brand new video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, such a tasty bunch of phlegm.
How's that working out for you?
So far, so good. I have to admit, I really don't have a lot to shoot. So, I do things like, oh, I'm just going to shoot my cats. And then I look at it and go, I'm not going to save this. So I need to start going somewhere and taking footage. But unfortunately, the weather has not been very cooperative. So I've been just sort of waiting.
I see.
But I'm kind of taking the opportunity to get used to it and get used to you know, like I told you, I sucked in my first video footage, a test video, and I said, oh, I'm going to make this into a QuickTime movie, and I'll send it to my buddy Shore, and I'll show him that prove I have a camera. And it came out, and I'm like, that's the worst quality I've – this is horrible, completely unacceptable. And I fiddled around, and I fiddled around. I finally got a file, and I'm like, oh, perfect. That's great. And I looked at the file size, 6 gigs. I'm like, oh, my.
You get some pretty high standards there, I guess.
Yeah. So I need to mess around with that and figure out what's going to work and what's not.
I see.
So far, you know. So far, I love it. I really love it. I got a new digital camera, too. Still camera. And it's just great.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think I'm peaking, aren't I?
Picking up where we left off, video.
Yes, video.
Yeah, I can't wait to show you my high def camcorder.
I thought we moved past that stage of our relationship.
The stage where you finally get something and so I have to get something better?
Yeah.
Dream on. Dream on.
I like how fast that took you, too. It was just like, I'm going to get a camcorder. Excellent. I'm going to get this. Oh. And I knew that because you were pleased. I told you what kind of Mac I had, and it made you happy.
Right. Because
you were like, oh, good.
That's exactly like my old one.
Yeah, right.
So I immediately was go out and buy a better one.
Right. I mean, my camera is sweet. Now, I do beat you in the still camera department, but you don't really care. So I can't.
Well, are you sure?
I don't know. How many megapixels does your camera have?
Megapixels. Megapixels, schmegapixels.
You have a video camera, but I mean still camera.
I have a Canon A95.
Uh-huh.
Which is a... I got it right here. It's 5 or 6. I can't remember which.
Gotcha. And I've got an A600, I think?
Yeah, that was the new designation for the A series.
Yeah.
And it's what, 7?
No, it's like 6.2, I think, 6.2.
Oh, okay. Yep, you got yours a little better than mine.
Yes! Yes!
So I'm going to go throw this one into a brick wall.
Oh, man.
No, but I'm really happy with my Canon A-series camera. It's been great. I got the wide-angle lens for it.
Oh, I'm going to... Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, and that made a lot of difference for outdoor shots. Very nice.
Yeah, that's actually why I went with the A-series, because it was affordable, and you could change the lenses out, which is awesome.
Yep.
And the lenses are not that expensive, so it's... pretty cool.
Now, I was able to get the lens adapter and the wide-angle lens, I think, for about $45 for this.
Yeah.
Two of them. Two
right.
pieces.
It's pretty neat. So I'm very happy with it. I replaced this. I replaced my 2.1 megapixel camera.
So did I. That's what my old Nikon was. You had an old Kodak, I think, wasn't it?
I had an old Canon, actually.
It was a Canon.
Canon SureShot S1.
Wow.
And I replaced it and gave it to Christina for her children.
Ah, so you traded her, you gave her your camera, and now you have her children?
Yes, and you can't imagine how many megapixels they are. They're a lot.
You got the better end of that deal, because children, you can sell those for a lot of money.
This is true. But I do have to say, now I only have two of them and you have three.
You're
so
right.
I got to find two more that I can trade for. Then I'll have four, and then you'll have to do something about it.
I've heard that very young children can regenerate body parts.
Maybe. You know, I did just purchase a piece of software for the Mac called iClone. And it does allow you to clone things.
I see.
It's time for Liam something.
So an interesting thing happened to me today, and that it's happened a couple times where the doorbell rings, and it was at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And you go outside and there's a lit bag of shit on your porch?
No. There's nobody there.
Well, those damn kids, I paid them. So doorbell rings at 6 a.m. and...
There's nobody. It happens a lot during wind and rain. It's weird, but it's one of those doorbells that transmits itself to the doorbell ringer that's plugged into the wall.
So it's wireless.
Yeah, so I'm thinking some sort of interference going on and triggering. But it freaks you out because it's never like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it goes off. It's like 2 in the morning or 5 in the morning, and you're like, what is happening? And I immediately go, it's the police. I don't know why I think that's the first thought I always have. And I think I'm in trouble. I'm like, oh, it's the cops. I don't know what I'm trying to hide, but I'm like, they've come. Here they are.
Could be. We don't know.
So I'm kind of scared. What are you doing? What was that?
What was what?
Did you fall down?
I did try to adjust my boom.
I see. I'm glad I'm not having the video on then.
Insert interesting bit here.
You know, I know why GarageBand crashed.
Why?
Because your Mac and my Mac don't even have the same brand processor.
Oh. No.
It detected, my Intel-based Mac detected that it was getting audio from a PowerPC-based Mac.
Yeah.
And I'll bet it was the big Endian, little Endian problem.
That the big Indian sits on the little Indian if he's not paying attention?
Something like that.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I went through a whole day once with an Indian stuck to my ass. It was the most embarrassing, horrible thing. Poor guy. Someone had to go, dude, you've like got an Indian. I'm like, oh, God, not again.
He's back there, excuse me. I am stuck to your ass.
Oh.
My name is Rendier, but you can call me Rendy.
That sounds really dirty.
So I'm reading Wired, and Wired has this thing on sex in video games. And they mentioned this game called Three Feel. Now, I'm going to read you a couple paragraphs about Three Feel, okay?
Three Feel.
Three Feel. Three Feel, I don't know if this is a translation from Korean, because that's who's making it. But Three Feel is realized so as to make both users hear his or her partner's voice in real-time viewing, each other's figure, adopting digital video camera and voice module for the first time in the game industry. Having embraced contents of existing adult sites and applied online games to in a balanced manner, Three Feel enables users to get their sexual satisfaction to its maximum while enjoying the game. It has a system in which users can receive the feeling realistically by linking a vibrator to the USB port. Since all movements in the games are to be established by motion capture, users can enjoy natural graphics, which are never to be interrupted, nor have any absurdity.
By decree of the proletariat, what the hell?
I suppose. In Three Feel, there are not many users involved in a game, so it's able to put emphasis on details and delicacies of character. Thus, these result in a great advantage in Three Feel game, bringing more accurate and higher quality of graphics than any other online game. So, it's this weird sexual online game that has a vibrating device that plugs into a USB port and voice module so you actually are talking to the person and some sort of motion capture device to capture your body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to be released in Japan, I think, this year.
Well, they got to do something with all that excess bandwidth they have.
But I sort of imagine like somebody, you're in your house, you've got this device in your USB port, and you're naked, and you've got these motion sensors on you. And what you doing, Bob? Oh, I'm just having sex. Like, what?
I'll be done in a minute. People will be at work, you know, on their lunch break.
Yeah. And you got your Plantronics headset on. You're like, oh, yeah, that's good. You know, and you've got this vibrator thing and, you know, cameras pointed at different body parts. It's like, what in the... Well, but now I have to continue my sexual talk because they're also releasing a vibration device that you can control with text messages from your cell phone.
That one sounds familiar.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? That's kind of strange. And then I was thinking, what are the uses of that? You know, your significant other is in a business meeting and she's wearing said device and you're like, boop, 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 you know, driving the car at the supermarket, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm getting a message.
Yeah. Like, what? Possibly.
Well, the phones can vibrate.
That's true.
I mean, you could do that right now. Matter of fact, put your phone in your pants. I'll dial your number. If anybody wants to give William a hard-on, here's the number to dial.
Oh, you know what we've done now? We're going to get one of those explicit content tags. Now we're in trouble.
Well, I don't know. You know, what's explicit? What's not? Because, you know, there's things on Nickelodeon that are more suggestive than that.
Yeah, I was watching Avatar, and boy, did they get it on. Woo! Water bending.
You can make some pretty interesting shapes with water.
The end.
Next time, let's start before 2 in the morning.
You think?
You know, you gotta think about when your watch breaks. And suddenly time isn't on your side anymore.
The Blonde Swedes Podcast is a production of Shorn Media in collaboration with Swedes and Things West Coast.
Hey, everybody. Like what you've heard tonight or don't like what you've heard tonight? Send your virtual panties and room keys to podcast@blondesweeds.com.